Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is Terrell Owen, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Morning, Roster Watch Nation. It's your friendly neighborhood trash man. Back again to talk about the upcoming draft, mostly. So let's go ahead and get started. First off, Travis Hunter, cornerback slash wide receiver slash cornerback, is believed to be the most likely pick at number two by the Browns, by ESPN's Adam Schefter. According to Schefter, the Browns are likely to go quarterback. But only if Miami's Cam Ward was available. And from what we can tell from the Titans, almost ambivalence, but a little more than that. It seems like they're becoming more resolute in their taking of Cam Ward at number one. Looks like they're going to go with Hunter in Ward's absence, which makes little to no sense for me. I guess it's true. Well, okay, so I'm just like, exactly, Jamie. I was going to say exactly the same thing. You read my mind. It's good for the Browns, but for fantasy, it sucks. The Browns would arguably get the best player on the board. I mean, they would get the best player on the board even if Cam Ward was there, if they took Hunter. But I don't know that makes their team better. You know, if you don't have a guy who can throw it to him consistently, what does that do for you? I mean, I guess he could mainly play cornerback. That would definitely bolster your secondary. But again, if you don't have the pieces on offense to score points, if you don't have that quarterback, what good is it? Matthew Smith brings up the Myles Garrett aspect. And, you know, one of the reasons why the Dak to Cleveland rumor was going around. Seems like the Browns promised something to Myles Garrett, a pound of flesh, in order to get him to re-sign. Yeah, lots of money. They promised him that. I know that they asserted that they were going to make it a competitive team, and that starts with the quarterback. I mean, maybe they're somehow angling to get Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a Brown. That would be a fitting end to his career, wouldn't it? I mean, what's the best case scenario for Hunter going to the Browns? So that they already do have a very good corner in Denzel Ward. I'm just saying, I think he probably served the Browns best as a defensive back. Get two shutdown corners. Why not? I mean, I know what the GM sees him as, but the GM, I don't necessarily agree with his takes on most things. I mean, and not to say that I think Hunter would be better suited as wide receiver on a lot of teams. It's just if you don't have somebody worthwhile throwing it to him, what does it matter? I mean, you got Kenny Pickett back there. Kenny Pickett had George Pickens throw it to. Hunter, I mean, arguably better than Pickens as a receiver. But Pickens was a great athlete, though. A lot of people had slept on him because of injury, but Pickens was a great athlete in college. I mean, so he goes to wide receiver. You got Kenny Pickett throwing. He's, you know, I mean, he would make him the best receiver on that team automatically right out of the gate. Jerry Jeudy being his biggest competition. Oh, Hunter he doesn't want to get in that water. That water is too cold. Yeah, the only way I think it works out for the Browns, based on what they already have right now, if nothing else was to change, would be if they did put him at DB. Well, Jamie adds something interesting. The Browns aren't scoring much. The opponent won't need to pass the ball to play catch-up. But, you know, they'll need to pass the ball potentially to outscore them in the first place. No, but I see your point. To me, it's kind of a no-win for Hunter if he goes to Cleveland. Dare I say when he goes to Cleveland. I guess there's a chance that they wouldn't take Hunter. And that's because of another quarterback in the draft that we haven't spoken about much. That's Jalen Milroe, quarterback for Alabama, who had, according to Fox Sports, impressive private workouts for the Saints and Browns. 4.3 speed, your quarterback, a decent arm. I already like that more than Kenny Pickett. You know I love running backs who throw the ball. Not terribly accurate necessarily. That's a big question. You don't want an Anthony Richardson type of situation in Cleveland. But you do want a guy who can make plays with his feet. You do want a guy with upside. I mean, the thing is with Milroe, maybe you don't have to take him with the number two. Take him with one of your other picks. Maybe that's what they're angling on. Take Hunter and then do your best to take Milroe, throw him the ball. It's a Hail Mary, but it could work. But yeah, like I said, it's not good for Hunter out of the gate. It's like you buy your Ferrari and then you realize that you surrounded by dirt roads. It's going to be hard to use him. Or use him like you'd like to. But Milroe to the Saints, even. I mean, you know, we know that the Saints are looking for another quarterback. They've hosted a number of them prior to the draft. Milrow, add him to that list. Well, that's a good thing. To be honest, I've never liked Carr as an NFL quarterback. I mean, attached to Devontae Adams, you know, that's another thing. Devontae Adams makes a lot of people look good. Another guy who's been making multiple pre-draft visits, Trevaeon Henderson, or Trevaeon. That's got to be Trevaeon. Ohio State running back, paired up with Judkins, 1-2 punch. According to ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, one of the teams Henderson visited is scheduled to meet with is the Bengals, who could be eyeing a back to pair with Chase Brown. The thing is, I don't think that really makes sense to pair Henderson with Chase Brown. I mean, Henderson's a better athlete than Brown, but other than that, I mean, they have a pretty similar skill set. To compliment Brown, I think you need a big body. I think Judkins make more sense in Cincinnati to pair with Brown. Henderson goes there. You have two kind of pass-catching backs who either one of them, you're not – sure to get your yards on the goal line, to get that touchdown, to get those extra 2-3 yards in the trenches. Jamie was saying, Kyle McCord will be the new Derek Carr. Hopefully, Kyle McCord will be the new Kyle McCord, and Derek Carr will just be retired. Henderson, though, I mean, he would help any team's backfield, let's be honest. Brown would be the compliment. I mean, you'd probably want to think of Brown as the compliment to Henderson. Brown was never a guy that was intended to be a three-down back in the NFL. I don't even think by the Bengals. He was a guy in the pre-draft process, a guy at the Senior Bowl who was kind of, everyone kind of viewed as an auxiliary kind of back, a third down back. Guy with good hands, could break it outside, but he was not viewed as a three down runner by anyone that I know of. You know, it's worked out for him there thus far. But that was not his intended use. So I think whoever they bring in there, I mean, honestly, he might take the job from Brown with this running back class. If Henderson was to go to Cincinnati, that's bad news for Brown. So I don't see him as a compliment so much as an improvement. I think Brown becomes a compliment there. I think Brown becomes the option there. So Chase Brown dynasty owners hope that Henderson goes somewhere else, because it's not good news for Brown. Good news for the Bengals, sure. More firepower back there, but not great news for Brown. Which what would have been the best news for Brown is that if they took taken one of those free agent running backs, one of the ones that the Cowboys took, that would have been better for Brown and his fantasy prospects this season. More visits. Ohio State receiver. A lot of these Ohio State guys, they always churn out good NFL players. You know, as a Texas alumni twice over, you want to say, actually, and Texas is known for, you know, bringing, like, putting players into the NFL that produce in the NFL then that did not produce in college or didn't get the opportunity to at, you know, full scale. That's what Texas is known for. Guys you didn't see much of in the college football season. And then you're like, where did this guy come from once he gets to the NFL? It was, oh, he played at Texas. They just didn't utilize him properly or enough. And the guys that they use most end up not doing anything. But Ohio State's one of those teams that, you know, the players that produce on game day, for them, they produce in the NFL too.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Carvana makes car buying easy. Isn't that right, hun? Dax?
Sorry, did you know about this 7-day money-back guarantee?
A week to evaluate seat comfiness, you say?
A week of terrain tests? Yeah, I can test the brake pad resistance at variable speeds.
Make sure all the kids' stuff fits nicely.
Make sure our stuff fits nicely.
Oh, the...
Right. Still need to buy the car. Getting ahead of ourselves here.
Buy your car with Carvana today.
One of those is Amika Egbuka, wide receiver. He met with the Packers and the Cowboys. The Cowboys do need another wide receiver. They need a number two. They need somebody on the outside. And the Packers are just looking for that alpha. They've got a lot of number twos on that receiving core. I mean, really, any of their top three, four wideouts could be a number two somewhere. They don't have that guy who just, you know, commands the whole thing. Injuries kind of stymied Egbuka's stock a little bit. Only 10 games in 2023. But he had a good last season. 81 catches, 1,011 yards, and 10 touchdowns. 6'1", 202 pounds. But the thing is, he's mainly a slot guy. He's mainly been a slot guy. Almost 75% of his snaps from the slot. So I don't know if that makes a good fit for either the Cowboys or the Packers. They already have their slots for guys who play out of the slot. I don't think that makes sense for either team. I mean, of course, CD, that's his territory in Dallas. I mean, Jaden Reed, mostly playing out of the slot in Green Bay. I doubt he replaces him. And it seems like a fruitless expedition to go visit those teams, unless they intend on putting him outside. You know, and that's not what he's been doing for the most part. Now, being said, there aren't a lot of elite wide receivers in this year's draft, so maybe they're doing the most with what they got. But yeah, those are the two teams who I think need slot receivers the least. That and maybe Seattle. Okay, Jamie adds, only reason Ekpuka played slot was because he was for a lead on the outside. He can play on the outside. I mean, he said he can play on the outside. How good is he really then if the guy's playing on the outside? Yeah, well, okay, he's a five-star prospect. He was graded higher than Marvin Harrison. That doesn't surprise me. I've never believed in Marvin Harrison Jr. like a lot of people have, like Alex and Cody did, going into the 2024 NFL season. I mean, just going to the practices, going to Cardinals practice, it became pretty clear to me that Harrison probably wasn't going to be the guy that we thought he was. Or that they thought he was in the NFL. Streaky. You know, having his good games, but I don't think he's the kind of player that takes over the game. Ekpuka, good chain mover. I mean, he would be a good addition to any team. But I'm just saying, if I don't know that he makes the most sense on either of those teams. Dallas more so than Green Bay. I will say that. I like him more in Dallas than I do in Green Bay. The Giants have been doing a lot of homework on running backs ahead of the draft. And that doesn't surprise me. I mean, Tyrone Tracy, as much as I like him, you know, smaller guy getting his shot and running with it. But Tyrone Tracy is all he'll be 27 when his rookie contract expires. I mean, they got Devin Singletary back there still, but they need a big body. They need a guy who can power his way through into the end zone, not around. They need someone to help Russell Wilson out. Help Jameis Winston out. I mean, it just makes sense with the running back stock that you have in the draft. Bolster that running back room. Tracy himself was a fifth round pick. And like Brown, wasn't necessarily a guy you saw as your three down back. Or two down back for that matter. So yeah, with the running backs that we have there available in the draft, it makes sense for the Giants to bring one in. And they'd be able to do that. They'd be able to bring in a good back even if they took Sanders at three. With the way that backs have been devalued, you're going to be able to get a good back later. And that's why, you know, all is not lost after Austin Jeanty. All is not lost after Omarion Hampton or Henderson or Judkins. They're still going to be. The Raiders are hosting Quinn Ewers, former Longhorn, for a top 30 visit. They're not going to use his first pick on him, their first pick on him. That's obvious. But I could definitely see them bringing Ewers in to learn the game behind Geno. Ewers is a guy that, I don't know, he was frustrating at UT. At times. At the times when it felt like you needed him the most. He was frustrating at the times where you didn't want him to be frustrating. You know, Arch Manning there waiting in the wings. Ewers didn't get a warm welcome on a lot of days. He's going to need to work on some things to work out in the NFL. You know, but he was the number one prospect in the nation when he came to Ohio State in 2021. Moved to Texas in 2022. And I think maybe if Manning hadn't been there, we'd feel a lot better about Ewers as a prospect. You know, comparison is the thief of joy, they say. And Manning took that joy away from Quinn Ewers. But I could see him as a Raider. I think that's a good spot for him. Play behind Geno. Geno serving as a calm, cool, collected. A guy who also probably, you know, the way that Geno's career has transpired, probably has a lot to tell Ewers. A lot of wisdom to imbue. A guy who started out as a backup. Well, who started out underwhelming in the NFL. Lost his shine, but worked his way back. You know? And that might be what Ewers' trajectory is like. Or a guy who didn't really get his shot until later on. But when he was given that opportunity, he thrived. So I like Ewers there. A little news about players who are already in the NFL. Rams head coach Sean McVay said Tutu Atwell will be on the field a lot more next season. Well, one would hope so after Cooper Kupp has left the building. I mean, he got a $10 million guaranteed contract, 1 year. That would imply that they plan on using him. I mean, Atwell was a former second-round pick and kind of more of a situational player thus far in his career. But with the Rams, they could afford to be. I mean, Puka Nacua, Devontae Adams, I mean, it's not that much better of a situation for Atwell. But he'll play in 11 personnel. I mean, and the Rams use that a lot. No Robinson there either. Atwell becomes the third receiver for the Rams. We'll see how much there is to go around, but Atwell could have his days. He's an athletic talent. I mean, athletically speaking, he might be the biggest talent in that receiving core. So somebody to look out for late in drafts, Tutu Atwell. Keep his name on your mind. It's an easy name to remember. I mean, thinking about that receiving core, that receiving group, I mean, you got Puka, you got Adams, you got Atwell. Atwell might be the best value of that group. I mean, people are going to probably take Puka high, overdraft him, overvalue him in drafts, not realizing the kind of target share Adams might assume or will assume in that offense. And then Adams being on a new team, shiny new toy, but being an older player, a guy who's on the decline, might not be the player people think he once, well, people know that he once was. And so there's Atwell. Get him in the last round of your draft or close to it. He could end up being the best value of the bunch. Roster Watch Nation, I hope we're the best value of your bunch. Bring you content as often as we can. There's only three of us doing it. Well, we thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of Roster Watch Nation, being a part of our family. It's a small operation, but we're loyal one. We thank you for being loyal to us. Stick around for Alex and Cody. They'll be here in a few hours to bicker like an old married couple. That used to be my job with Alex. Anyways, this has been the Trash Man on behalf of RosterWatch.com. Until next time, be ready.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.